Morton was gathering up his papers and shoving them into a briefcase. "I'm sorry," he said, "but I can't take any more statements now. I have to go to court. If I possibly can, I'll take statements from the rest of you this afternoon." "I sent for the wagon," said the guy with the pipe. "We'll take them over to the third precinct and put them on ice." At the third precinct, Cole and I had a cell to ourselves. I lay down on the bench. There was a raw ache through my lungs. People vary in the way junk sickness affects them. Some suffer mostly from vomiting and diarrhea. The asthmatic type, with narrow and deep chest, is liable to violent fits of sneezing, watering at eyes and nose, in some case spasms of the bronchial tubes that shut off the breathing. In my case, the worst thing is a lowering of blood pressure with consequent loss of body liquid and extreme weakness, as in shock. It is a feeling as if the life energy has been shut off so that all the cells in the body are suffocating. As I lay there on the bench, I felt like I was subsiding into a pile of bones. We were in the third precinct about 3 hours, and then the laws put us in the wagon and took us to Parrish Prison for no reason that I could see. The man with the pipe met us at Parrish and took us to the federal building. A middle-aged, faceless bureaucrat told me he was head of the New Orleans office. Did I want to make a statement? "Yes," I said. "You write it, and I'll sign it." His face wasn't blank or expressionless. It simply wasn't there. The only thing I remember about his face is that he wore glasses. He called in a stenographer and got ready to dictate a statement. He turned to the man with the pipe, who was sitting there on a desk, and asked if there was anything special he wanted to put in the statement. The man with the pipe said, "Well, no, that's the whole story." The head bureaucrat seemed to think of something. "Wait a minute," he said. He led the man with the pipe into another office. They came back after a few minutes, and the bureaucrat went on with his statement. The statement admitted possession of the weed and heroin found in my house. He asked how I acquired the heroin. I said I went to exchange in Canal and contacted a street peddler. "What did you do then?" he asked. "I drove home."
"In your own car?"
I saw what he was getting at, but did not have the energy to say, "I changed my mind, I don't want to make a statement." Besides, I was afraid of spending another day sick in the precinct, so I said, "Yes." Finally, I signed a separate statement to the effect that it was my intention to plead guilty to these charges in federal court. I was taken back to the second precinct. The agents assured me I would be charged first thing the next morning. Cole said, "You'll feel better in 5 days. Only time or a shot will take away the bad feeling." I knew this, of course. No one will stand still for junk sickness unless he is in jail or otherwise cut off from junk. The reason it is practically impossible to stop using and cure yourself is that the sickness lasts 5 to 8 days. 12 hours of it would be easy, 24 possible, but 5 to 8 days is too long.